Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast. I'm your host, Leenine Heiss, and this is episode 82. Happy New Year! This is our first episode of 2020, and we are gearing up for our global day of fasting and prayer this week. On Wednesday, January 8th, we will join tens of thousands of women around the world fasting and praying for the move of God in this generation. Moms in Prayer is in 146 countries around the world and growing every day. Today's guest is Moms in Prayer President Sally Burke. And today we're having a State of the Union, Moms in Prayer style community chat as we kick off the new year. New is the name of the game as we roll into a brand new decade. Within the next few weeks, we'll be unrolling some brand new things here at Moms in Prayer to help us propel towards our vision of seeing every school in the world covered in prayer. Just a reminder before we get started, you can find today's show notes and ways to connect online with today's guests, books, and the things we talk about on the blog at momsinprayer.org. Let's get started with my friend and our Moms in Prayer president, Sally Burke. Sally Burke, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Oh, what a great joy it is to be with you, Lee. I love these podcasts. I love listening to them. I love what God is doing in them and through them. And hello to the audience out there. I know there's many, many of you out there, and I'm so glad.
Well, friend, I know that it is a huge gift to get to sit down with you a couple times a year personally, and I wish that our friends all had the opportunity to do that. And so it's the new year. I wonder, like, personally, Sally Burke, do you make goals and resolutions, or are you not that kind of girl?
You know, it's so funny. I'm not that type of girl that has a word of the year or has anything of the year. I'm that type of girl that just surrenders flat face in front of the Lord and says, Lord, okay, what do you have for me this year? I have a great anticipation, a great expectation of great things God's going to do through our ministry. Through the women, but really through this next generation. So I always get excited for the beginning of the year. It's like, God, what do you have this year for us?
So exciting what is coming. It is the year 2020. I always thought this would be like the Jetsons. You too? Yeah. Like, surely we would have flying cars at this point.
That would help me in my travel back and forth to work. But you know what? We get to see each other on the screen. They did that in the Jetsons. So we have a little bit of the Jetsons.
Yeah, we do. Well, Sal, you came on to Moms in Prayer staff at headquarters a decade ago, basically.
Yes.
2010-ish, is that correct?
That's correct.
And so you can marvel with us at what has happened in Moms in Prayer in this last decade. Tell me your highlight reels of some of the things that have happened.
Well, it was amazing. So when I first walked into Moms in Prayer headquarters, I want you to imagine, I just knew my area, my Riverside County, and watching God grow the ministry there. But when I stepped into headquarters, you kind of got a worldwide vision of what God was doing. And our department had 70 countries that we were working with. And that was a lot back then. But God exploded it. And now we're in 146 countries, and we continue to grow. And to watch the depth of that, I think about South America. We have a board member, and he's from South America. And we have like almost every single country there in South America with Moms in Prayer. And it's just growing so fast. And he's like, well, how come we don't have as many as the United States? And I'm like, 10 years ago, you had one or two. I mean, just to see what God did in a decade just on that continent is amazing. So it's been a wonderful journey to see all the translations, all the languages that you can see on the website or in our booklet, and just to watch God name change from Moms in Touch to Moms in Prayer, really stating what we do. And so it's been a powerful decade, and I look forward to the next decade.
Well, it's not all been easy. These transitions, name change and logo change, all these things take a lot of time and a lot of wisdom. Can you speak into that at all? Like, how have you guys navigated these great big changes as a ministry?
You have to be very strategic. So us women don't like change. So when you think of the name change and it needed to be changed, a lot of women weren't exactly happy. You got to change booklets. You got to change website. And it takes hours and hours, but you know God's in the midst of it. We never make a decision without seeking God's will and having it confirmed with the top women at headquarters and the women of the field, and then watching them embrace it. But everything we do there at headquarters is, there's only 22 of us there, and we're supporting the world and doing that. But it does take, we're very strategic, we're very efficient, effective. We don't waste one penny. So when something has to be changed, like the logo or anything like that, it takes hours of prayer, hours of preparation, and then the launching of it. But our women at Moms in Prayer, they're so grace-filled. They go the journey with us. They get it that it's all about the mission and vision. That will never change. Our mission and vision will not change. And so that stays the same. The look may change. This next generation and how they do things a little bit different. Like, we didn't have podcasts 10 years ago. And that's a big gift to us, to have podcasts and for this generation to hear it in the way they're used to. So we'll keep changing. But just, ladies, know out there, the mission, the vision will always be the same.
Sal, you're reading my mind, because I was going to ask you, what doesn't change? Oh, what hasn't changed over the last decade? Yeah. And that's just it. We just are the same at the very core. And I'm pretty sure looking into 2020 and beyond, we are going to stay the same, mission and vision.
Yeah, that will never change. That's God's mission and vision. And the four steps, that's God's. You know, that doesn't change. But the way we do things a little bit different. Like, we used to not have, when my kids were little, we didn't have cell phones. You know, you couldn't track your kids on the cell phones or anything like that. Well, now we do. And so you'll see more creative ways to get the word out. If you think about our mission to impact children in schools for Christ by gathering women together to pray, that's so vital. That's so important. We can change a whole generation as more women join us and more women are part of this life-changing ministry. So how we share that will look different. And you think about our vision, you know, two or more women for every school. And I always think about that. So every child can be prayed for. Not one child out there has not been prayed for. And so it may look different the way we use social media or the way we move forward in it.
I love that we are trying to stay on the cutting edge of where God is headed. 2019 was a huge year for us, Sally. Can you tell me some of the things that surprised or delighted you just this year?
Oh, I think about our Awaken Hope event. You know, that was our first. We're going to spread that out throughout the United States, and they had it in India, and it's spreading around the world. But at Awaken Hope, we had gathered together our women internationally. And before the event where we invited the world to come join us, we had time with our international leadership, our top leadership, you know, that represents the international countries out there. There was so much unity, so much love, so much oneness. You know, we have been taking, since I started as president, we've been taking the word of God. And every year we focus on the book of the Bible. And in that, it's bringing the women closer and closer to Him and then closer and closer to one another. It's been such a delight to see them face to face. So many of these women, I get to read their testimonies. They send me bi-monthly reports. But to see them face to face, to hug them, to say, thank you so much for dedicating your lives for the children in schools. Thank you for encouraging, equipping, empowering women all over the world. So that was big for me. We had about 1,000 women, and many new came and heard about the ministry for the first time and now are beginning the journey. That was exciting. Did you like it, Lee? What were some of the highlights for you at Awaken Hope?
Awaken Hope was just the best. Well, we started the week with state coordinators and division coordinators, and of course our country coordinator, Susan. And so that's always really fun for us. And then to go to Carlsbad and sit in the room and listen to worship. There was not a skin color that wasn't represented. Languages upon languages. And it really was just so powerful. I still am in a high off of Awaken Hope. And I love, Sally, that we've been so strategic to make sure that everybody in at least America can have an Awaken Hope event. I mean, they can get there in some way or another, try to get get to an Awaken Hope event?
Yes, for the next 2.5 years, I'll be traveling throughout the United States. It'll be in different regions. Pretty soon we're going to be in Idaho, and then we go to Houston, Texas, and then we go up to Pennsylvania. So we're going to be going throughout. So if you're listening and you can go to our website and look at Awaken Hope, you can experience what we did. You know what was so fun, Lee, because you got to go backstage with me. So these worship leaders, they were just worshiping the Lord and leading 1,000 women. And there's some men in that audience. But behind stage were their children.
Yes.
They were mothers and fathers. There were toddlers. There were babies. There were, you know, elementary school kids. And just to be able to be back there and say, this is a mama's life. This is real. We worship the Lord and we take care of our kids. We're a part of this amazing movement, but we're real. This is who we are. This is what Moms in Prayer really is.
Oh, this was so rich. I mean, there were even goldfish being ground into the floor backstage because that's just how it was. There were kids.
Yes.
They're not a bother to us. They're our primary responsibility and blessing to us. Sal, what is coming for us? What are you most excited about being the president of Moms in Prayer heading into 2020 and the next decade? Surely you've got some plans and stuff. Anything you can share with us?
Yes, I'm very excited. We're doing this theme, and it's happening all over the world. It's called Overflowing Hope, and it comes from Romans. So the women throughout the world for the next 2 years are going to just be saturating their hearts in the book of Romans. And we at Moms in Prayer should be the most filled with hope, no matter what's happening out there in the world, because we get to know who God is by name, by attribute, by character. And then as we pray, God unleashes his power to impact a generation. We're seeing answer to prayer after answer to prayer. And so we as Moms in Prayer are sent out forth, and we're going to share with the world the testimonies, what God is doing. You see, God is a God of hope. He knows what he's doing. He's very confident, and the plans he has for us are for good and to give us a future and a hope. And I'm excited just to go out to this world that is so dark and so desperate and tells this generation, just give up. You know, isn't that like the enemy, Lee? Just give up. You know, you think about the suicide rate has tripled, yet there's hope. And so we're going to spread it. We're going to spread it through prayer. We're going to spread it through testimonies. We're going to spread it at our Awaken Hope events. We're going to spread it from one mom to another. And we're going to be able to look at those kids, this generation, the generation yet to come, and look them in the eye and confidently say, God has created you for something amazing, something incredible, far greater than we've ever seen before. And that's who our God is. And so I'm excited to watch that take off, to watch that launch, to watch our women be filled with hope, and then to spread that hope, and then to watch this next generation rise up and be one of the greatest generations we've ever seen.
I imagine that there are women that are listening that have just started listening to Moms in Prayer. I mean, every week we say, send this to a friend so that they can know the hope that we have as we pray for our children. So there's a new mom listening and she says, I want to get more involved with Moms in Prayer. Sally, how does she do that? What kinds of things would you recommend?
Oh, I would absolutely recommend going to our website and then sign that I want to join. I want to be a part of this community. You guys, I started Moms in Prayer probably 29 years ago and I knew nothing about prayer. And I just wanted my kids to be blessed by the hand of God. And I knew prayer was the avenue that God would do it. I went, I became a part of this group and I didn't pray out loud for the longest time, but I knew that this was the place that God was gonna bless my kids. And God is so faithful, beyond faithful. It's not the elegance of our words. It's what's in our heart. And he knew that the mama was gonna be that one that was gonna be burdened for her child and not give up and persevere until she saw the fullness of what God wanted to do in that child. So I'd go to our website, join us, grab another mom. But once you sign up, some wonderful, amazing person will contact you, love on you, and help you get started. And I promise you this, your life will never be the same. It'll be forever touched and blessed by God.
I love that. Like, the journey really does begin when you start a Moms in Prayer group or when you join a Moms in Prayer group. But what if they're a Moms in Prayer mom and they still want to be more involved? What are some ways they can stay more connected to the ministry?
Oh, there's so many different ways. Like these podcasts, share them. Share the scripture prayer that go out there. but also leadership. I think the funnest thing for me was the different roles of leadership. And they were always surprised to me. I would just be praying maybe for AC and hoping her the very best and telling her, I'll help you any way you need, because I get the importance of your role. Your role is to make sure every school is covered. And then I became, you know, part of that leadership team. And then she moved and I became an AC. I loved every leadership role I was in, because every leadership role, they're impacting all the children and all the schools throughout their valley. They get to meet the most amazing women. They get to encourage them, equip them. It's just an amazing journey. So do find out how. Ask your state coordinator. Ask your division coordinator. If you are in Moms in Prayer, you don't even have to be a leader. I love that when I was a member, I was part of praying for my state. I was just part of praying, and that was important, just praying. But if you're a leader and you don't have an area coordinator, God may be calling you to step out in leadership. And that is such a fun journey, because God will move through you. The empowerment of the Holy Spirit as you step up into leadership is incredible. And so you'll be blessed in that. But that's one way, giving. We're a very modest ministry. Our funds are very, you know, small.
And okay, Sally, were you in the same building when you started that you're in now?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Wait. Then nobody in the whole world except the people who've seen it are going to believe what Moms in Prayer headquarters looks like.
Yes.
I just said, it looks not like a headquarters of a global operation.
No, it's so funny because when a new state coordinator comes on, their leadership wants to take them to our headquarters so they can see we don't waste a penny. So no, it looks like an old motel. But you go inside to that motel and you're going to meet the most fabulous women. We have beautiful pictures from around the world. My office has different gifts that I've received from about every continent around the world. So inside, it's filled with the Holy Spirit. But no, you know what? Our money goes out. And if they ever go to our website, they will see one more booklet so a mom there in Africa can spread the ministry. You know, or a bus ride for her, or those in Western Europe or Eastern Europe that need to spread it. So no, our money goes out. But if you give, you're a part of impacting children in schools around the world. When you get to heaven, you're going to see what that financial gift does. Moms in Prayer is free for the women. They come 1 hour once a week and they pray. That's free. But the support of that isn't free, and it makes us very dependent on God, which is so good. It's a good place to be. But feel free to donate to us if you want. Your group can do group giving. My group puts in their change, their dollars, and then they have me take it to headquarters. So feel free to do that.
You know, one of the things I love the most about entering in for the first time several years ago now was I kept thinking, is this for real? Just all these countries. It's so fun to walk into the global department and see all the booklets hanging there on the wall, all the different translations. You guys, you will love. We got to get a behind the scenes tour sometime online, Sal. We got to show people. It would be so fun for them to see what happens out of this modest office. Actually, your executive assistant, Susan, handed me a card the first time. She goes, you just have to read this. And it was a letter from a prisoner who had written in thanking us for the ministry in prisons. You receive those kinds of letters all the time, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do. A lot of them are very thankful that we spread the ministry, whether it be in the prisons, and even internationally, we spread in the prisons, giving hope to those moms. They can't hold their kids, but when we give them a booklet or we send in our volunteers, you know, Lee, that's another thing. Like, we have 60,000 volunteers out there. They don't receive a penny of, you know, support, but they themselves go out there. So our goal is to give them the equipment that they need, the booklet, the prayer sheet, whatever it may be, to help start a group, whether it be in prison or in a far off village in India.
The global aspect of this is mind blowing. I wanted to share this somewhere. So Sal, I have to share it with you. When we were at the International Leadership Dinner the night before Awaken Hope, I was sitting there in that room surrounded by the nations. You know, it was just powerful, and the board talked to us, and it was just a gift to be in that room. But I was freezing in this dress that I was wearing, and this woman looked across from me, looked at me, and she smiled at me, and she was from Kenya, and she was wearing a traditional wrap around her shoulders, and she took off that wrap and came and laid it over my legs and tucked me in on the side of my legs, and it was all I could do to stop from bawling my eyes out, because we really are a sisterhood around the world. Like, when we give to this mission and vision of covering, we're giving to women in Africa who are just like us, and we're giving to people in the Middle East who can't proclaim the name of Jesus. And I just, goodness gracious, I love this ministry.
And you know what's amazing, Lee, too, is we're just holding up their arms. They're battling for their children in ways we can never imagine. Because you know, you've been to Haiti and different places. Some of these families begin on garbage dumps, and we begin to equip them and empower them in prayer. And then pretty soon they moved off the garbage dumps and are able to support their families. And they give all the credit to God in prayer. But yeah, Lee, you've seen them face to face in that. It's amazing. And Lee, you're an AC, you're a leader. Now, everything you do is all volunteer. As you grow groups, as you travel, as you equip the women, you do that on your own. And our part is to be able to make sure the website's working, the prayer sheets are working, that you can get on your mobile phone. So that's an incredible gift. And that's what I don't think many people know when they meet 1 hour once a week in their living room, that that's happening all over the world. And we support that in so many different ways. And it does cost money. I wish it didn't, but it does. But we want every woman to go to Moms in Prayer free. We don't want to charge. We don't want to dues. We don't want this. We want it to always stay free, but we still have to support it.
Yep. And there's so much of that, so much more we would like to do and expand. And so we would just be thrilled if you would join us in really pursuing giving in a new way. I know that we sort of talked about an idea, a giving campaign that may be coming in 2020. Please, Sally, can you please tip your hand?
This is what we're looking at. And I love it. One of the women, one of our precious women, came up with this idea, and it just took off in our hearts. And it was the year 2020. What if Moms in Prayer women gave $20 a month to support this? You know, recognition of 2020 and all that God's going to do. It's almost anticipation of great growth. I mean, we have grown so fast. It's been amazing, but we need to continue to support that. And in this giving campaign, it's anticipating more children covered in prayer, more moms able to pray because we have equipped them to do so.
Well, I love that. I did the mental math for us. That's $240 in a year. And both of us can look at each other and say for sure, if all the moms would commit to doing $20 a month as a blessing for another mom who needs this life-changing ministry, Moms in Prayer would change. Not the mission and the vision, but it would be explosive growth for us around the globe.
It would be. So you got to imagine Kenya, the precious people. You guys can't see Lee, but tears are coming
rolling down my cheeks.
Yes, when she thinks about these precious women. But when they ask us for a bus fare, we wouldn't have to think about twice. We wouldn't have to go, okay, what department do we take that out of so she can spread it throughout this country or spread it throughout that country? We could go, yes, you know what? We have saved it here just for you. God has done that. And sometimes I think about that 2020, I love that, because sometimes it's just $20 that she can go forth and spread it in a brand new region there in Kenya or Ethiopia or India or wherever it may be. French Ghana. One of the things I want to see, I pray, I hope we're on every continent but Greenland. I'm hoping in the next few years, Lee, Greenland has a Moms in Prayer group on that continent.
Please, someone forward this episode to Greenland. Please, somebody take a booklet to Greenland. We can handle this no longer. It must be so.
Yeah, that's a great goal. But you asked me, like, in 10 years, where do I've watched this explode in growth, and so much positive change has happened. The podcast, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so much, just getting the word out and then getting testimonies out there is just, we can see state coordinators for each state, country coordinators, directors throughout the world who are loving and empowering their women forward. All the leaders that we have here in the United States, I want you to imagine right now we have, we guesstimate about 100,000 women. They need people standing in the gap for them, praying for them, encouraging them, equipping them, empowering them. And that's what the leadership does do. So I'd like to see our leadership grow, but just the women on the ground. I would love to see where we have a few groups, they double. And then all throughout the world that would happen.
You said this earlier, but you do not just have to step into leadership and be the face or the mouth for an area. There's so many women that serve as financial coordinators. There's people who help plan meetings, who train women when they call for more information. You do not have to be an area coordinator. You could be one of those people. Shout out to Grace Datema, who's been on the state team for almost a decade, serving as our financial coordinator for our state. That's just a really important job. And she's a Moms in Prayer mom.
Yes, and roster managers. And, yeah. And there's just, it fits that person's personality. Some people love rosters, some people don't. And so it fits them. When I was a regional coordinator, and guys, if you're an AC and you just feel a pull to do more area, that's for you, regional coordinator. I would gather women together. Many of them were just members at a Moms of Prayer group. And they would come with me once a month and at least pray with me. Mm-hmm. And every answer to prayer they got to hear, they were a part of what God was doing around the world. But they were vital to me. So once a month we'd come, we'd pray for a different school district. That prayer support was big. I even had 1 year a woman that would drive me. She was my driver. So wherever I went to speak, her part was, I'm going to drive and then I'm going to pray during your time of sharing this ministry. So if you feel like I want to do something more for this ministry, God already knows. He already knows where you're going to fit. But that area coordinator or that regional coordinator or that state coordinator is blessed because you're going to be a part of her team.
Sally, you've really only been the president for how long has it been?
I'm completing, I believe, my fourth year. It goes by so fast. So it's been about 4 years now.
It's amazing how fast time goes. But Fern was the president and the founder of this organization. I wonder what you have appreciated or learned from Fern.
Oh, I have learned so much from Fern. Her gracious spirit, her faith in God, her birthing of this ministry. Do you know she comes in every Thursday that she can and she prays over me, prays with me. She is such a part of what we're doing. You know, people ask me, they go, aren't her shoes big shoes to fill? And I'm like, I can never fill her shoes, but her footsteps I will follow. And I think all of us continue to follow in those footsteps.
I love that. I love that you stay in close communication. I know that Fern Nichols is your number one fan.
Yes. Yeah, she's very, very kind to me. Very, very kind. Yes. Yeah, she keeps reminding me, God has chosen you for this. You know, we all need that reminder.
Yeah, because this is a huge thing. And I love that this was not just about Fern and this is not about Sally. This is about what God's doing in the world.
Don't you love that? That's what I appreciate the women so much because they were following God. And this ministry, Fern did such a good job as she passed the baton and so did the board. That the ministry continued on because all of our eyes were fixed on God. And I think that's a beautiful place to be as a ministry, that it's not about a person, it's not about any one of us. It's all about God.
Sally, I know almost everybody who's listening to this is a mom, which is one of the biggest gifts that God can give us and one of the greatest stewardships. There's a whole bunch of moms listening who are thinking about the new year and the new decade, and I wonder what you would say to her as she's seeking the Lord right now.
I would say you don't have to be perfect. God is perfect. I don't put too much expectations on you, but put a whole bunch on God. You know, I think about that. Hope is expectation of good. God has a great plan for your children. He has a great plan for your life. Prayer is the avenue in which we hear his voice. It's the avenue in which he answers our prayer. I would tell you, spend every moment you can with the Lord, even in the busyness. I was telling Lee, I was waiting in a grocery line. I was a little bit panicked because I had to do so much that day and I was stuck there. Right there, I began to worship God. Right there, God gave me that peace as beyond understanding. Right there, he took me through one thing to another. So I'm going to ask and I'm going to pray for you. Don't put too much expectation on you or your children. God, who began a good work, will complete it. Join Moms in Prayer if you haven't been, because it's amazing sisterhood. When your faith is weak, their faith is strong. And when their faith is weak, then you bless them. And that whole school feels the prayers. If you want to transform this next generation, if you want to see a great generation, then be a part of this life-changing ministry, and God will bless you.
Well, Sally, for all of us, we are so excited that you are leading the charge for us into 2020, but that it's God who awaits us.
Yes.
In 2020. Sal, would you pray for the moms that are listening and help set this new year apart?
I would love it. Father, I praise you that you have fearfully and wonderfully made each one who's listening to this, and each and every single child, that you have fearfully and wonderfully made them for a great purpose, a great plan, Father. I know that many of these women are feeling overburdened. They're feeling like they just got too much to do. Father, I pray right where they're at, they'll spend time with you, Father. They'll still their heart, their mind, they'll rest in you. They'll know that it is you in them that's going to do all that you've called them to do, Father. Father, I thank you that you already are moving in them. You drew them to this podcast, and you're wanting them to hear the words that are shared today, Father. Lord, I pray for those that are yet to Moms in Prayer, that they will join us and be part of this sisterhood, that they know they don't have to carry it alone, that you and the other women will come alongside of them and bless their children. Father, I thank you so much for the Moms in Prayer women who are listening to this, who are part of it. Father, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for them. I pray that you'll continue to encourage them. You'll continue to empower them. May the God of hope fill them with joy and hope as they trust in you, so that they may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father. Bless them. Bless Lee. Father, may this, what you have done in podcasts, continue to bring your name glory. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
If anything stands out to me about that conversation, it's that God is moving in Moms in Prayer. Sally told us that we have doubled our countries covered by praying moms this decade. And the next decade, hopefully we see every country and every county covered in prayer. Wouldn't that be amazing? I can't wait to hear what you're thinking about after today's episode. So jump online and leave us a comment. We are Moms in Prayer and Leaning Heist across every social media platform. A couple of things as we start off the year. One, jump on the website and join a Moms in Prayer group if you aren't already in one. Today is the day to join us in fighting for the next generation and to connect to the prayer community that you have been longing for. You'll also find our show notes and ways to connect with today's guests at momsinprayer.org. Two, share this episode with a friend right now. It's easy to click share and send it to a friend who may be feeling bleary-eyed in this motherhood thing. And three, would you consider giving? It's easy to give to this life-changing ministry and help us continue to see every school in the world covered in prayer. You can jump on the website to do that or text the word steward to 41444. That's the word steward, S-T-E-W-A-R-D, to the number 41444. If you haven't already tried doing that, it's so easy. How about you do it now? We love being on this vital mission of motherhood with you, and we are praying for you. Moms are making the difference. Moms just like you. See you next week.